It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
And I understand that you're in Nashville for a puzzle convention. What's that all about? Do they throw roses at your feet when you walk around, or what happens with that?
You know, there's a lot of NPR listeners down here. I've been asked for a lot of selfies.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I'm sure you're like the puzzle master of the puzzle convention. But remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Adam Cohen of Brooklyn. I said, name a food item in seven letters. Move the first letter to the fifth position, and you'll get two words that are synonyms. And that food item is a brisket, B-R-I-S-K-E-T. Move that letter, you get risk and bet.
So we received more than 100 responses, and the winner is Stephen Macy of Alhambra, California. Congratulations, Stephen, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So how did you figure this out? Do you eat a lot of brisket?
I love brisket, and I started an alphabetical list of my favorite foods, and brisket almost immediately popped up, so that was all I needed.
Oh, wow. And so what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm a retired attorney, and I enjoy solving crossword puzzles. I do a lot of reading, listening to opera, researching family history, and I also volunteer at the court as a traffic court judge.
All right, Stephen, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Stephen, every answer today is a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase with the initials TN, as in the postal abbreviation for Tennessee. For example, if I said how a company or commercial product is known, you would say trade name. That's all you need. TN, here's number one. 30 minus one.
29.
That's it. Number two, a bit of info on a business card.
Telephone number.
Uh-huh. Kind of sweater with a high collar.
Turtleneck.
Uh-huh. ABC, CBS, or Fox?
Television network.
You got it. What divides a court at Wimbledon?
Tennis net.
There you go. Target for a pedicurist.
Toenail.
Uh-huh. U.S. government security with a fixed interest rate.
Treasury note.
You got it. Of the highest quality.
Top notch.
Excellent. Host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show.
Trevor Noon? Trevor.
You got the N-O right.
Trevor Norris?
Think of a large arc.
Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
Thank you.
That was a good clue. Cartoonist who created the Republican and Democratic Party symbols.
Thomas Nast.
You got it. Here's a throwback. Presidential daughter with a 1971 White House wedding.
Tricia Nixon.
You got it. Direction straight up according to the Earth's axis.
Could you repeat that?
Yeah. Direction straight up according to the Earth's axis. So it's very close to where the needle on a compass points, but...
Oh, true north.
True north, that's right. And your last one is a difficult puzzle, metaphorically.
This one.
Uh-huh. And what's a little food item that you would crack open?
Oh, a tough nut.
A tough nut, which was, it's not a tough nut for you.
That was a good one. And you move really fast, Stephen, because I was still processing while you were just throwing out the answers. So how do you feel?
I feel very relieved, and I'm still excited to be playing.
Oh, well, I'm really glad to hear that. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Stephen, what member station do you listen to?
KPCC in Pasadena.
That is awesome. That's Stephen Macy of Alhambra, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks for letting me play.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, this requires a little research. The 1989 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction and the 1992 Olympic gold medal in giant slalom both suggest phonetically a certain square number. What is it? So again, the 1989 Pulitzer Prize for fiction and the 1992 Olympic gold medal in giant slalom both suggest phonetically a certain square number. What number is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, July 28th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha. Thank you.